Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, just recently, Google released what they call a transparency report. And they release these reports twice a year now since 2009. Mm-hmm. But what they're finding is that government surveillance and requests for information has increased dramatically. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now the governments around the world actually have made nearly 21,000 requests, according to the BBC, and basically within the last 6 months of the first year. And, mm-hmm. and Google turns this information over. So Google's saying that the government surveillance on online lives is rising sharply. And of all the countries, the U.S. government made the most demands. Like, don't we have the Constitution?
What? Serious?
Of all countries, yeah, we make the most demands in the first six months of 2012. There was something like 7,969 requests. And, you know, countries can also ask Google to remove content as well. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But like I said, this report gets sent out basically twice a year since 2009. Mm-hmm. And it just shares, you know, who's requesting the information and why. And it's good. I mean, if you're a Google client, mm-hmm. well, many people are, they have a responsibility to let you know, what's happening. Mm-hmm. And basically, this is the sixth time that this has been released. And what they're saying, they said they have a blog which basically says that the government surveillance is on a rise. And mm-hmm. what they're also saying is that it reflects the laws in a particular country. Mm-hmm. For instance, in Turkey, there's specific laws about defaming public figures. So anything that defames a public figure, they ask for it to be removed. Germany, the same way, anything that has to do with Nazi, mm-hmm. they ask that to be removed as well.
Right.
But what's happening is that, this content has full access. So the government's requesting information. Mm-hmm. We have Fourth Amendment rights. We have Fourth Amendment, and many are concerned that, listen, this is in violation. I mean, the Fourth Amendment says that the rights of the people, right, it's for search and seizure, right? But the rights of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures mm-hmm. shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by an oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So it's they just can't take information. So mm-hmm. many people are asking, well, how is this happening then if we have search and seizure, Fourth Amendment rights? Well, there is an act. It's called the Electronic Communications Privacy Act in 1996. Mm-hmm. And the act is basically outdated. I mean, it's outdated not to deal with what's happening now with online emails. Politico, according to Politico, they're saying that the internet service providers and most websites keep complete records of internet protocol addresses mm-hmm. Of those who use their service for 18 months. And after that, they tend to blur it a little bit.
Right.
But investigators can obtain that information under this Electronic Communications Privacy Act as long as they have reasonable grounds to believe that it's relevant to ongoing criminal investigation. Reasonable grounds, it's a whole lot less of requirement than probable cause needed for a search and warrant. Okay, so it's really, really important. And it's a big deal. Now, the other thing too is that your emails right. are good for 180 days. After right. that, it's continued fair game. Mm-hmm. So you only have, your emails are just, as long as once 180 days are passed, it's considered, you don't have a right to privacy. So we're going to play this segment and we're going to want to come back and talk about it. But we talked about the Fourth Amendment rights and unreasonable search and seizures. And we want to listen to it to just get, again, another foundation on what are our rights. And if we don't know about them, we're just going to just lose them.
Right.
Well, I want to talk about original intent for a moment. We always talk about the original intent of America and the original intent of the church. Right now is the original intent of our founding fathers. And I'm looking at the Constitution. You need to get your little pocket version, a handbook version of the Constitution, so you can carry it with you. understanding, you know, as we begin to see, you know, things being challenged and people saying they want to do away with the Constitution, you know, things are, right?
Yeah.
We saw, you know, things that they called it an outdated document in some of the universities. Our judiciary branch, you know, one of our justices are telling Egypt, don't use America's Constitution. It's outdated. You need to go to one of the countries in Africa to be able to use theirs. There has more openness in regards to abortion and some other things. You can go ahead and bring that into. They're trying to, you know, all this, like, really? You know, you're sworn to actually defend the Constitution from enemies, you know, foreign and domestic. And so I'm looking at here, and, you know, coming from the experience of, you know, being in law enforcement for about over 9 years, your law enforcement officers live every single day, you know, by the Constitution. I mean, the government used to.
Right.
You know, it used to be, you know, that used to be the thing. For some reason, it's just like they want to change it. But every single day, your lawyers, your judges, and the law enforcement are applying the Constitution to your community every single day. And they know probably better, because everything that they do has to be checked for if it's constitutionally correct. Did you violate somebody's constitutional rights? And so they're thinking more about the Constitution probably than more others who go back and judge them afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easier that, you know, you're in a crazy situation and you're about to lose your life or something. You're trying to, you know, make quick decisions. So the officer has to be well-trained and experienced to be able to do that, because they don't want to violate somebody's rights. Because if you do, I'm looking at the Fourth Amendment right here, that if you do, then they actually let the person go.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole Constitution is for you, the individual. It is not for the government. It was created to protect you and me, the people. It was not meant to protect the government. The Constitution was meant for you, the people, not for the government.
Right.
You know, it's like it's totally turned around now. It's like they're trying to create a document that empowers them and disempowers people.
Right.
So knowing the Constitution, getting back to the original intent of our founding fathers, we need to do that so we don't lose it. But the Fourth Amendment talks about this. This is the Fourth Amendment. It says the right of the people to be secure. Mm-hmm. Think about it. You have a right to be secure.
Mm-hmm.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers. That's back when things were done on papers, but it's talking about what's written on the papers.
Mm-hmm.
And effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated. In other words, don't touch my stuff, don't read my stuff, don't look at my stuff, and don't go in my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what it's saying.
Yeah.
Right? Then it goes on and says, and shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issued or be issued but upon probable cause. So they can't even just conjure something up and say, hey, you know, give me a warrant, Judge. I want to be able to go and look in Pat's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his papers, his effects, his house, is enough. And he says, because, but upon probable cause, then it can be issued. Supported by an oath of affirmation, which means that person who wants to search your stuff, I don't care if the FBI, the CIA, the local police, or the local sheriff, or the local whoever, they have to raise their hand before God and that judge, and they have to swear, give their word, as if that means something. It does, you know, I'm telling you, if you understood who our law enforcement officers are, you'd have such respect for them, because they are the tools, everyday tools, and the judges of the Constitution. They're making sure that nobody takes advantage of it, and they do, they actually undo it. And they have to swear an oath to it. And particularly describing, they have to actually describe very specifically the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. First of all, what does probable cause actually mean? It's important you got to understand that. Probable cause means this. This particular person who says they want to search your belongings, search your papers, search your houses, search your data. There you go. This is a big thing. Search your data. They have to swear an oath that they have a probable cause to believe. Probable cause. And probable cause is defined as this. They believe a crime has been or is about to be committed. There's evidence proven not suspended. Go like, you know, I just think that person is a bad person. That don't do it.
Right.
And that would be thrown out of court.
Mm-hmm.
That they can't. They have to actually say, well, you know, I saw the drugs in their hands. I saw the money exchange. It's like when somebody's, when police officers happen to break up any kind of prostitution, they sometimes have to get involved in the process so they can see the money exchange hands. If the money doesn't exchange hands, then the services weren't purchased and they get thrown out of court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause that's the, believe it or not, even the prostitute has constitutional rights and they can't be violated, him or her.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who has got caught up in the drug trafficking, you know, they're American citizens and they have constitutional rights. Citizens, your neighbor that lives right next to you has these constitutional rights. Police officers, even though they're enforcing the laws, you can't violate their constitutional rights. You can't search their things or their belongings. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only do you have a probable cause to search, that says, okay, you tell the judge, I believe such and such, this probable cause that a crime is or about to be committed. And then you got to describe, you got to write out in a warrant, affidavit, a warrant, very specifically what you're talking about. You can't say yada, 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 violating them. You can't do that. You got to say, you know, I believe they're trafficking and say, just say, you know, dealing in elephants is illegal. Right.
Right.
And, you were just driving by one day and you saw this man trying to squeeze an elephant into the front door of the house, right? And you weren't even paying attention, but you noticed it because the big butt of the elephant was sticking out the door. Yeah, it was kind of stuck in the door jamb. And so you see it. You go, okay, I see the butt of the elephant trying to get into his house. I see the man with the elephant. I know that the law says it's illegal to traffic in that. So this officer would go to the judge. He would write that out, saw the butt of an elephant sticking out the door. It's illegal according to this particular statute, you know, federal law or state law, and that he believes it's violated. And so the judge would read all that, and then he had to raise his hand up, and he would swear.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I saw the butt of that elephant sticking out the door. This all to be true. This is the warrant to be true is what he swore.
Right.
And then you go with that warrant, and then you can go to the person's house, and you can search for this elephant. It shouldn't be too hard. He probably still got his butt hanging out the door.
Right.
Depending on your house today. I mean, some big houses. Some big houses in Texas. There's some big houses out there. But know this, that, and so that was, think about all those rights that you had as a person who you know, were being protected at that point. What does that mean? Okay, it means this. Say he got the elephant into the house, and your warrant affidavit, the warrant affidavit is used against you. Now it's a warrant, a search warrant. They can now search. And they go in there and they start looking for this elephant. Let's just imagine it's a rather large house and the elephant can move around. But they start looking in your drawers. I'm talking about where you know, down south, that's actually where you store your clothes. And
your
stuff.
Dresser.
Dresser, that's right. Yeah, it's a dresser. And, or they're looking in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're looking in the washing machine. Or they're looking in the back of the toilet. Where that little water stuff's in the back for those in America. In Europe, they're like in the ceiling. Anyway, and so finally, they look in the jewelry box on your dresser, and they see a big bag of cocaine or crack or heroin, some drug, illegal drug.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrest you for that. And they arrest you for the drug. And it is against the law to have that drug.
Right.
But they were there under this very specific instruction of the Fourth Amendment that they swore that there was an elephant in the house and they were looking for it. And they arrest you, they take you to jail, and they can't find the elephant, you know. But they found the cocaine, which is a more serious charge.
Mm-hmm.
They take it before the judge, and the judge will find out if this is constitutionally right. Did they violate your constitutional rights? According to the Fifth Amendment, America,
right.
Don't give up the Constitution. Listen to this is so important. And so the judge would say, well, you know, this is a felony charge. You're going to be, you know, possibly, you know, facing umpteen years in prison. And then your defense attorney, because you have, this is what they read you is your constitutional rights when you're arrested, you know, a variation of this. They say you have the right to remain silent. Which is a pretty smart thing to do, by the way, to you know what's going on. Don't think, well, they're going to think I'm guilty. They're already arresting you, so they probably already think you are. They already believe this probable cause. So right. Just, you know, You find out what's going on first. We have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney, which is, represents you. Understand this, that if you're going to build a house, you go hire a carpenter. People go, look at you, you're just guilty. You know, I would have built that house myself. It's like, I don't know how to build a house. I don't know how to hammer nails or cut things or whatever. You know, you hire a carpenter. This is, you have a right to an attorney, which knows how the law works. And so you can bring your attorney in. This is a constitutional right. Don't let anybody tell you by getting an attorney, you're admitting to guilt. If you're getting an attorney, you're admitting to wisdom.
Yeah.
Unless you are one. But it says that a person who represents himself in a court has a fool for a client.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Anyway, so the Constitution set up where you can have legal representation. Then they say this, that, and if you can't afford an attorney, we'll have one appointed to represent you. So we're telling that American citizen, listen, we want justice for you. We don't want to pull the wool over your eyes. We don't want to do you in. We want to just bring this before the judge. We want to bring the light of the Constitution on the situation. We want to put your hand on a Bible that you swear before God, you know, to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to lay out all the evidence. So the officer's not convicting you. The officer's bringing you before the judge, and the judge's responsibility is to evaluate, and a jury's responsibility is to evaluate, jury of your peers, that if your constitutional rights have been violated, and if they haven't, then to proceed on with the process. If they have been violated, then they will have to dismiss the case. And this is what the search warrant said. It said, we're looking for an elephant,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is what's going to happen. They're going to throw that charge out. Not because you were right in saying it was illegal for them to have these felony drugs, but it was wrong for the fact you shouldn't have been looking in a jewelry box for an elephant, because elephants don't fit in a jewelry box.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fit in that closet. So if you're looking at places that elephants don't fit, you've moved outside your authority that you were given by the judge that you swore that you were looking for elephants. So this is important. Listen, the reason why our founding fathers wrote this in the Constitution is because the British soldiers were kicking our front doors. They would take our stuff from us. They would search anytime they want to. You'd walk down the street and they would just search you and take your stuff. They'd look through your papers and you'd just be like, these peasants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they treated people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to lose this. We're about to lose this right that we have, the Fourth Amendment right. And we need to wake up. And let me tell you something, church. You got to understand, you know, we're not going to win in this thing, because anything that wants to take control like this is not God.
Right.
You know, it's demonic. It's a tyrannical rule. I mean, it could be God leading us to a place of captivity because we've been in rebellion, but let's just repent before we go there, and let's continue with this great experiment called America, called freedom, you know, where our rights come from God. And that's your Fourth Amendment right. And so as an officer, an experienced officer, mind you,
mm-hmm.
will know that he can't say that and he can't do that. And if he does, he or she's wasting their time, because it's all going to be thrown out in the end. It's going to make them look bad. And so he would have had to say in his search warrant, in his warrant, that I want to search for cocaine. I wanted to search for something that small. And then he could have looked in the jewelry box and it would have stuck, you know. And so, but he has to have probable cause to believe that the person's a drug dealer too,
right?
Or doing drugs.
Mm.
If you don't have probable cause, he's just like, you know, I just want to check his house for drugs. Then he does not have probable cause to believe the drugs are in that house, because he has to believe that a crime is being committed or is about to be committed. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not the fact that you got drugs or somebody's got drugs. It's the fact that they believe that drugs are being, illegal drugs are being used, and that, or about to be used, and a crime is about to be committed. And so they just can't say, hey, I want to search your house for, you know, whatever. I just use drugs for just whatever reason. And, that's a powerful right that we have. It's a huge right that we have. And they're wanting to change the Constitution. If they take away that, then that means they can search your stuff. They can search your things. And the difficult thing that we have going on right now with the Fourth Amendment, you know, our president and his responsibility as a president of the United States is to protect our Constitution of the United States from enemies, foreign and domestic. He's supposed to protect our borders, where people physically and physically cannot come over the borders without us first finding out who they are, that they wouldn't come in and, and violate the rights of somebody in our country. And going back real quick, like to that Fourth Amendment. So you go to the court, they present the whole thing, the elephant charges being against you, the cocaine charges being against you. And the judge says this, he goes, since you didn't produce the elephant, and then, I mean, you could say if it don't fit, it don't, you gotta quit. But the illegal cocaine, they throw it out. In America, you see all these newscasters today, they have something that happens in America, and they get on their rant, and they talk for like 20 days about something. Mm-hmm. But one thing they're not mentioning or ignorant of or just trying to convince people of is not bringing up the Constitution. Mm-hmm. We have a constitutional right. We're innocent until proven guilty. We're just going to the courts to lay everything out, present all of your evidence that says that I'm guilty, and then you as a defendant, the one that's being charged, you do not have to say a word. It's their responsibility. It's the responsibility of the state to present evidence that a crime has been committed beyond any shadow of doubt. They have to convince them that this has happened. So you can just sit there and just watch. Somebody says, I can't believe they're not testifying. First of all, you don't have to. And sometimes, why should you have to say anything anyway? You know, if it's a trumped up charge, if it's something that's not right, and if somebody's got some vendetta or something like that, then, you know, let it all just be spelled out in court and you just sit there and watch it. You know, the jury's instructed you cannot base your decision based on whether the defendant speaks or not speaks. Mm-hmm. The burden is on the prosecution. It was on the officer who made the arrest. It was on the warrant, the judge that was signed in the Fourth Amendment. It was on the search and how they did the search. It was on all these specifics. And some people said it was thrown out for a technicality. No, they're thrown out because they violated someone's constitutional right. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Right. And the system's based off of this. It's better to let two guilty men free than to send one innocent man to jail.
Right.
We got to remember that. Mm-hmm. You know, is it worse having two guilty people go free or to sending you an innocent man to jail? I think it's worse sending you an innocent man to jail.
All right.
You know, life has its way of working things out.
Right.
I mean, think about what happened with O.J. Simpson and all that. It looked like he got free on mm-hmm. the situation, didn't it?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he's in jail today. Mm-hmm. It just seems like, you know, justice just happens over time. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
And so, know this, that our system is based on, you know, it's better to let two guilty people go free than to send you, an innocent person, to jail. So if we demand every person that we think in our own mind and exclude the Constitution, exclude the wisdom of the judges and the attorneys and the wisdom of the officers, and we're just going to throw somebody in jail, guess who's next?
Yeah.
Guess who's next? So I want to encourage you, you know, when somebody talks to you or you hear people talking about or your legislature talking about your congressman or your senator saying that the Constitution is outdated and they need to do away with it, when our Supreme Court justice, you know, I believe it was Ginsburg's telling the Egyptian leaders not to use the Constitution that she swore to be able to defend, you know, and to make sure that our laws are constitutional, she needs to be impeached. She needs to be removed from office yesterday. A president who doesn't defend the Constitution, who doesn't stand up from enemies of it, foreign and domestic, needs to be removed from office. That a congressman or a senator who doesn't defend it needs to be removed from office. A military person who's serving the military, who swore to uphold it and defend it, they need to be removed from the military. Every aspect. And a person it's a citizen of America that becomes an enemy of the state and an enemy of the Constitution, they need to be removed. That's mm-hmm. just it.
Right.
Because we all pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States for the republic, not democracy, for which it stands. It's a representative government. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You know, this is so important. It's exactly what we're talking about with the Fourth Amendment. It's exactly what we're talking about with what's happening with Google and their recent request from the government mm-hmm. to get information. Right. I mean, think about it. And what's helped to facilitate this and kind of what seems to has allowed the Fourth Amendment to be bypassed is this Electronic Communications Privacy Act. The thing about with your emails is that and according to Wikipedia, we're going to make this available on the Torch. So they say there's that, for instance, your email is stored on a third-party server for more than 180 days, is considered by law to be abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And all that is required to obtain that the content of the emails for law enforcement agency to basically submit a written statement certifying that that information is relevant to an investigation with absolutely no judicial review required whatsoever.
Wow.
And before, when this was done, you know, emails weren't stored all that much on the server because it'd get to where it needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
But now with people using services like Yahoo and Gmail, you know, they're letting all their emails just say stored in mm-hmm. Gmail or Yahoo or whatever other, you know, source like that.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. After 180 days, that email, those emails are considered to be abandoned.
Mm.
Just out there. And so, delete.
right.
But you want to be wise. I mean, we have to know what our constitutional, you know, amendment rights are. You got to know the Bill of Rights. And most, I mean, listen, this Fourth Amendment. You have a right, and this is the danger: is that if we're not aware and we just go with the flow and think, okay, you know, this is just what's happening in the news. I guess mm-hmm. I just have to accept it. You know, that they can get even the CIA's emails. You know, why not? Who am I? No, listen, you have rights. You have rights.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.